Spartans coach Martin White. It's it wasn't a classic, and you've come on the end of a 4-0, but it didn't look like a 4-0.
No, it was finishing for us again today. It's been our bugbear for the past three seasons, and once we can start putting the puck away from the chances we create, we'll be, well, it wouldn't have been the scoreline it was. I thought it was a fairly even contested game. We coughed a short, soft one right at the start, which we're not happy about. And then, you know, it was a decent first. We created, we didn't finish. Second, there was a spell in the second where we let a few in a bit of a bunch, and we tried to shut down Dennis and move him to the outside. We ended up forcing him, so he was playing up high on the blue to get the puck. And I think it was the second or the third where it was a bit of a melee and it came out to him, bobbled over the D, and we weren't quick enough to move out to him and shut him down. You give him the opportunities, he's going to put it away. As we saw pre-season, I mean, it'll snipe from anywhere in the zone and it'll go bar down if you're not on him. So, yeah, I mean, we're a bit flat in the dressing room. We were in the game all the way through and we just couldn't put it away. If we'd have put it away, it could have been a different outcome. But credit to Billingham, they took the chances they had, and we know what we need to work on Thursday nights for the next few weeks. It'll be finishing practice.
And you meet again in a couple of weeks' time. But you've got some new faces in. Obviously, you've got Martin Finks and you've got
Maros Stefanko. Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah, yeah. We've been lucky enough to get hold of a couple of imports this season, which is a first for us, and it's given us more depth. It's allowed us to rejig the lines a little bit. We've been able to move a first and a second line down to the third because we lost a few bodies in the summer. Finks has been great. He's a true defensive defenseman in effect, you know. But he shows that he can rush when he needs to. But losing JK John Kirk to Hull was a big loss for us, and so we're happy he's got the chance to go to the pros. But Martin sort of covered that, and then Maros coming in just before the season opened has given us that extra dimension up front. And it's only the sort of second, third time they've been out together as a line, and they're a dangerous unit. We just need to put it away and we'll be a lot happier with ourselves.
Yeah. Opening up the season against the Senators, did that do any favour? Did that make it feel more like a pre-season?
You've got to get games out of the way. I mean, in the old days it used to be, if you had two teams from the same club in the league, you played all your fixtures at the start, so there was no accusations of collusion towards the end of the year for points and goal difference. So we expected to play them four at the start, but we were given two and then two at Christmas. So you're playing the development squad as they are from our club, and you've just got to do what you've got to do, haven't you, and put the points on the board. And I think we won both games 7-1, and we weren't happy with us finishing those games either. So we know what we need to work on, and that's what we'll be addressing over the few weeks. And we've got Sutton next week on a doubleheader, so that'll be another closely fought game. They've lost a few bodies. They've pinched the import from the Senators in the past few days. So, they'll be up for it. They've slipped up today. I think they went down to Blackburn by a few, so I think it was 5-0.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be a good match. There's a few old Sheffield faces still knocking around the Sutton ranks. They're getting older, but they're running out of the young guys who can't draw on us anymore, so they're growing older.
And the league was mentioned that to a few people, the league again last year was competitive, this year
I think it's going to be tight,
with the new teams particularly.
Yeah, I mean, Solihull will be decent, and Telford I think could be the dark horse that upsets a few people. They've got some really good youngsters, likes of Macaulay Haywood, good keeper in Bell, and likes of Callum Bowley dropping down from EPL. I mean, he's a really skillful little player, he's a good playmaker, and they'll be dangerous. I mean, we didn't see Telford pre-season, we saw Solihull, we know what to expect from them, but I think Telford will be good. They'll be difficult to beat, so it's going to be a really tight league. I think it's going to go down to the wire. I mean, it went down to the wire last year for us and Sutton for the last spot. I think it could go down to the wire for the last two spots, you know, and I think Blackburn will have a good chance of being up there. I'm not sure who's going to finish second, maybe Solway. I don't know, it's a bit early to say, really. Might depend on their away form, how they do. But Whitley will be in with a shout with the signings they've made.
Yeah.
Lobby and Andre up there. So, yeah, it's going to be, bodes well. It'll be a long season for everyone. I think you've got to be consistent. If you slip up two or three games on the bounce, it's going to be hard to get it back. So, you know, we're already thinking, like, you know, these are the games we need to try and pick up points for. So Billingham at home is going to be a good one, and we're looking forward to that.